Ryan managed to sit, looking across at his old friend.
You all right?
Jamie nodded, turning his head blindly.
Yeah, living. Seen my glasses?
His eyes were oddly bare and vulnerable, like a helpless blinking rabbit, his hand scraping over the blackened, steaming earth around him.
There they are.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Jamie wiped crusted dirt and smeared gasoline off the lenses and adjusted them on the narrow bridge of his nose. The destruction of the two huge tanks had sprayed the entire area of the camp with burning gasoline, and the place was a mass of small fires. All of the huts had shattered doors and windows, and most had roofs that were already ablaze. Several of the gun towers had also been knocked sideways by the sheer force of the blast, tipping Sekhmen 20 and 30 feet to the ground. Several of them were also on fire. Men whirled like flaming dervishes, arms flailing, pillars of smoking fire billowing around them. Hair had been burned from their flayed skulls, skin peeling and blistering. Ryan and JB were both up on their feet, standing close together, looking around at the scene of desolation and flaming slaughter. Smoke blew around them, thick and hot, making it difficult to see what was happening over on the far side of the fortress camp.
Get the others out!
Watch out for Wolfram and the Magus. They're guests that were in after Christie and the rest.
A stumbling figure loomed from the murk, holding a gun. Smoke seeped from the Sekhmen's pants and shirts, and strips of blackened skin dangled from his chest. Hesitating as his brow furrowed, he hardly seemed to see Ryan and JB, but the barrel of the small automatic started to lift. Luckily, Ryan was quicker. The sky was beginning to lighten a little with the first promise of the false dawn, just visible through the wreathing clouds of stinking smoke that smeared their way above the pines.
I wonder when the Stickies are gonna get interested in the explosion and the fire and the smoke. Reckon we wanna be away from here before they come running.
Look! Fat Bastard and Metal Eyes are heading for the hut where they got Christie and Mildred!
But the smoke thickened and obscured the two figures, hiding them from sight. Gert Wolfram's proud Forest Ville was in ruins. The high sec fence had been felled in a dozen places, and more than half the gun towers were either down or were well ablaze. The explosion of the two gas tanks had been so devastating that scarcely a single building was undamaged. Only the main dormitories and the quarters of Wolfram himself and the Magus were far enough away to have avoided the initial blazing spray. Barely a minute had passed since the moment of ignition, and at least a quarter of the sec force was either dead or badly wounded, and all of the rest were deeply shocked and utterly disorganized. Even Wolfram himself, for all his deep-rooted cunning and evil wit, was barely running along on automatic, following the only man in the camp who seemed to have some semblance of combat sense left.
Let's run in those huts and chill some of the sons of bitches, Magus.
Wolfram stumbled through the swirling, stinking fumes, waving a pudgy hand to try to clear his sight. The lean figure just ahead of him paused and turned.
Our best chance of getting out of this, Gert, is to take some hostages.
Yes. Yes, I see that, Magus. I like that idea. Indeed I do.
Then let us get on with it.
Christie shook the glass from her tightly curled hair. The explosion had kicked the front door off its heavy hinges, leaving it lying across one of the beds at a drunken angle.
Time to move.
Mildred turned and looked out through the open door.
Got us some company coming.
The Magus was running through the whirling dust and flames with an odd insect-like gait, half flowing and half scuttling, his feet seeming to barely touch the ground. It was a bizarre and frightening image of clumsy grace. A massive Wolfram, waving a gun, was lumbering behind him.
Guard! Guard!
It's time to move!
Mildred pointed to the broken windows at the rear of their prison hut. Christie lifted her right foot and kicked out at the smoldering back door.
Again! Wolfram and Magus are nearly here!
Christie balanced herself, silently asking for the Earth Mother Gaia to give her extra strength to break out. The door opened onto the compound, close by the kitchen block, which was already well on fire. Christie grabbed Mildred by the arm.
We can double around the side and make for their rooms.
Get our blasters?
Sure.
At that moment, a young unarmed Sec man, his eyes streaming from the gas fumes, came around the corner of the building and ran straight into Mildred. He threw a clumsy punch, dealing her a glancing blow on the shoulder.
Oh, bastard!
The power of Mildred's blow sent shards of bone through the soft tissue at the top of his nose, into the forepart of his brain, killing him instantly.
So much for my healing hands!
Keep low and move around the front. Need to get our blasters!
Jack and Doc had managed to get out of the burning building and into the semi-darkness of the open space by the kitchen block. A handful of Sec men had gathered near the rear entrance of the fortress, looking as though they were deep in clinical shock. They were huddled in a tight little group, paying little attention to their escaping prisoners. Beyond them, waving gently in the breeze, Jack could see the great globe of the balloon, tethered among the trees, its steel-coated surface reflecting the ruddy glow from the fires. For a moment, the teenager took stock of their situation. Wolfram's domain was ruined forever, that was certain, with flames gathering strength, leaping from hut to hut, the tarred roofs blazing with a bright orange ferocity, the smoke thickening above the surrounding pines. Jack squinted through the murk, looking beyond the ruined wag, seeing a couple of familiar figures.
There's Ryan and JP.
Where?
There. And there's Christy and Mildred, hiding by the building.
Are those dear fellows, Master Wolfram and Brother Magus, anywhere to be seen?
No. Maybe they done a runner.
The inside of the hut was burning fiercely. The Magus led the way, the barrel of his gun probing at the flaming walls like the tongue of a rattler. Wolfram, hand over his face, a kerchief pressed across his mouth, was at his heels.
They're gone!
Not far. We still have a chance to retrieve them and tuck them up our sleeve.
I'm worried about...
About what, my moist partner? Nothing to do with stickies being attracted by the noise and fury and fire. Couldn't be that, could it, Gert?
Yes. Yes, fuck their mutiny souls. We know they're out in the woods. Hundreds of the sick bastards. They'll come. The gates are down, the fence destroyed, then dead. Everything lost to the flames. We must get away, Magus, before they come running and find us helpless.
Well, the back way out's best. Now!
Ryan saw the drama unfolding, catching the glint of Christie's bright red hair against the dark wall of the hut, Mildred following her out, and the brief savage scuffle with one of the young guards. He also saw the fat and thin figures entering the front of the same building, the flash of guns drawn and fists, and Jack and Doc making their own escape from the second hut.
Sick men seem to have given up, blown the heart from them.
Looks like they're ready to break and run.
Before the stickies arrive. Figure they got the right idea.
Christie's going for Wolfram's HQ, after the blasters. We best go help them.
Even as Ryan and JB began to make their cautious way across the compound, the withdrawal of the Sec men began. Leaving their dead and their wounded, the four simply melted away into the night, moving off in small groups into the waiting woods, scared of the vast amount of stickies they knew were coming. The woods for miles around were moving. As the dawn gathered power, the shadows became visible. Slumped, stooping figures shuffled with surprising speed through the narrow paths and trails, dull eyes fixed on their bare feet. Suckered hands grasped at the air, and mouths sagged open, thick threads of blood-flecked yellow-green phlegm dribbling over scarred chests. They followed the omnipotent lure of the distant explosion that had stirred the land all about, woken the creatures from their crimson dreams of torture and agony and fire. The smell and flavor of flames deep in the heart of the forest stirred their twisted souls. There was a destination for them, all coming together from every quarter of the compass, heading for the place of dying and heat, where their dull minds knew their bitter enemies lived. It was a time of coming together. Christie ran into the open door of the largest of the buildings in the compound. A small fire burned brightly in one corner of the pitched roof, but the rest was relatively untouched. She was ready to encounter Sec men, but the whole place was deserted. The smell of sweat and stale food and liquor lingered in the air, still riding over the stench of gasoline that permeated the whole vill. It was dark, the main generator of the camp having ceased to function in the past 4 or 5 minutes, but enough light was filtering in from the coming morning for them to see their way inside.
Wolfram's room.
Mildred shook her head in disgust at the 3D pornographic posters that covered the walls. There were heavy floral draperies over the shuttered windows and soft scatter cushions and pallet shades.